You can't make it in these last days. It's impossible. You can't make it without God's presence. His presence has got to be everything to you, whether you understand it or not. Then you must ask him, Lord, allow your presence to be everything to me. See, this is a time where we got to know him like we've never known him before. This is a time where delusion has hit this earth in a great way, and it's going to continue to increase. This is a time where we must stay in the ministry of the spirit and come out of the ministry of the soul. This is not soulish ministry. It is the ministry of the spirit. It has nothing to do with how you feel. It has everything to do with the truth. Time is running out. And he has called us and positioned us to establish us, to rescue, to deliver, to heal, to declare the truth, and to be a witness unto his glory. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. That is a choice we make. You can stand and be miserable. You can stand and be joyful. You can stand and be constantly moved by your circumstances. You can trust in God and who he is, and not who you are, but only who you are in him. We bless you, Master, and we ask for your mercies, your grace, and your favor today. As we repent for every word, thought, and deed, works out of flesh and selfish ambitions, far be it that we should put our opinion above your word. Have mercy upon us and let your grace abound. Let the anointing of your power and the glory of your love break every yoke of bondage, opening eyes to see, ears to hear, and our hearts receive what your spirit is saying today, that we may overcome. As you wash us with the blood, purge us with your presence. We welcome Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, breathe afresh upon us. As we lift our hands, breathe afresh upon us, even now, Holy Spirit. Let the wind of your presence flow through this house. Let the anointing, thank you, Master. Thank you. Thank you. More, Master. Thank you. That's my Father. That's my Father. That's my Father. Holy and true and righteous are you. That's my Father. Thank you, Master. Thank you. Thank you so much. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. Come, free us. Sever the chains that hold us. Remove all the bondages. And let freedom reign in this house. Let freedom reign in these temples. And let the mind, will, and the heart, and the desire of Christ be manifested, that we may be about your business. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for the breeze, Lord. He's so good to us. Do you know how dead it was here when we first got here? I mean, it was dry, disgusting. But it isn't that way anymore. Hallelujah. So if it was dry and disgusting when we first got here, you know how you felt? You know, you were struggling because it was a little hard to breathe. It was a little warm. Just think what it's like in hell. There's no AC in hell. No breeze. Just cook. And in hell, you're going to want to die and you can't. You'll constantly burn and your flesh grows back on and burns off. That would make you want to do whatever it takes, amen? Praise God. Would you grab your swords and go to Psalm 1? Psalm chapter 1. In Psalm 1, would you read it with me, please? Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. In other words, he seeks. He doesn't make a move until he hears. He shall be like a what? A tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does will prosper. So if things are not prospering, it's either we're moving out of God's time, or something isn't correct there, or you're not putting the time that you're supposed to for it to prosper. You know, so many people think that just because, you know, God says go do something, and then when you do it and nothing's happening yet, it's because it's a season. You must first sow in it for it to prosper. Does everybody got it? You know, you don't go plant seed and go wait for it, and you look at it, wait. Man, it's sure taking forever. You got to water it. I mean, there are people that speak to their plants, you know. They need counsel. No. You know, but I mean, you know, you're decreeing words, aren't you? You're speaking. You speak in life and so forth. And so not everything is going to overnight, is it? Even when a woman gets pregnant, she doesn't have the baby the next day. There is that period of time where the child is birthed, and God gives us things to birth, doesn't he? And he first gives us seed. He gives us seed so that we can plant it, then water it, and then God gives the increase. So in this, people are still expecting drive-through prosperity.
Hello. Yeah, all right. Yeah, there it is.
Or drive-through deliverance, or drive-through healing, and so forth. There is a process for everything, isn't there? Even with the woman who had the issue of blood, she had to press her way in, didn't she? And then she touched the hem of the garment of the Lord, and then she got healed. But she had to fight for it, didn't she? She had to press in. But see, others were touching Jesus around him, but they weren't getting healed. Because they thought by just touching him, things were going to be okay. They weren't willing to pay the price to press through. Do you understand that? See, Jesus was walking and people were just touch. But there was a woman that was going after him with all of her heart. All of her heart. She went after him. And she knew nobody else was going to tell her any different. That if she continued to press in, she would be healed. And there is an area where we must continue to press in and not quit. We must press in, because one of the things that the enemy likes to do is to cause deception. He always wants to tell us there's a shortcut. Hello. Come on, we've tried to do shortcuts. Everybody's done a shortcut. Man, I used to have a book full. I was a shortcut king for a long time. Ended up doing time for all the shortcuts. There were no shortcuts. There's only one way. It's God's way. Or it's the highway. And in one of these areas, one of the things that we want to do is allow God to have the last say. We always want God to have the last say, not us. When we have the last say, we usually end up blowing it. When God has the last say, something happens. Is everybody with me? So one of the things that we want God to have is the what? The last say. In other words, you can have a discussion with him. You can pray. You do your warfare. You do what you're supposed to do. But you better wait for God to have the last say and not you. And that's where we're at right now, because there's three levels of delusion. There are three levels of delusion. And I want to share with you a couple of things, because in this psalm, it's so powerful, because he talks about the three levels of delusion. First of all, he says, he who what? Walks. Walks in delusion, nor what? Stands in delusion, or sits in delusion. There are three levels of delusion, and especially in these last days where delusion is going to be constant. Constant. It's a deception. Satan's greatest weapon is what? Deception. And his power is fear. Is everybody okay? So we know in these three levels of delusion, people are going to walk in delusion, they're going to stand in great delusion, and they're going to sit in strong delusion. They are going to walk in delusion, they're going to stand in great delusion, and they're going to sit in strong delusion. So it's the way of the Lord or the way of man. And in this, you'll either receive a blessing or a curse. Now, let me share something with you that in the area of curse, you know, so many times people think, well, you know, things be going great and whatever. Never determine your walk with God and how much you get blessed. Because the Bible says God even blessed the heathen. Hello. So never determine your walk with God and how you're blessed. You never determine the blessings of God as for how you're walking. Because so many people reward themselves and call it a blessing. And to see God, you want the acknowledgement of God. Let me tell you what the acknowledgement of God is. Visitation. Hello. It's visitation. It's when he visits you. That's the acknowledgement of God. When he visits you, whether it be dreams, vision, or whatever, or he walks right in your room, that's acknowledgement of God. Does everybody understand that? Prosperity and materialism is available for everybody. Even the heathens are wealthy. Are you understanding? But there's an acknowledgement of God where he'll visit you. The Bible says if you do what he's requiring you to do, him and Jesus will sup with you. Hello. Is everybody okay? Let's go a little further. In John 10. John chapter 10. Go ahead, lift your hands to heaven and get a drink. Ask him, Lord, fill me to overflowing. You've anointed my head and my cup runs over. In Jesus' name. Glory. In John chapter 10 and verse 9, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to what? Steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Go to verse 27. Verse 27. What does it say? My sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. It's amazing. Everybody doesn't go all the way there. He says, my sheep know my voice. In other words, when you hear, when he tells you what to do is when you do it. Not when you feel it, not when you think it, not when you believe. It's when he tells you. Has everybody got it? It's when he what? Tells you, my sheep know my voice. Now the devil comes to steal your foundation. He comes to kill your authority. And he comes to destroy your future. Has everybody got it? He comes to what? Steal your foundation, kill your authority, and destroy your future. Now, how does he do that? By deception. He does it with deception. He does it by deception with false delusions. Has everybody got it? He does it by what? Deception with false delusions. Is everybody okay? In Matthew 24, how many of y'all know we're in the end time? If you don't, you know now. Time's running out, and there is delusion. Matthew 24 and verse 3, is everybody there? Now as he, Jesus, sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us when these things will be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age. And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one what? Deceives you. Is that a delusion? Amen. Take heed that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be what? Famines, pestilence, earthquakes in various places. And these are the beginning of sorrows. Now I want you to understand that in these three levels of delusion, this is the first level of delusion. And in this there will be what? Famine. It's the beginning of sorrows. There'll be famine. There'll be lack. There'll be a sense of fear. And that will promote anxiousness. Everyone say anxiousness. See, Satan's greatest weapon is deception and his power is fear. What he's trying to do is put a leash around mankind's neck. He's trying to put them underneath his thumb. Is everybody okay? So people are doing things to survive, aren't they? Right now, one of the great problems or famines is financial, isn't it? Amen. Not only financial, but there's other things that are happening. But we're not lacking in the food yet as much, but it's financials where there's that big crisis right now. And that's the beginning of sorrows. And in this beginning of sorrows, there's going to be a delusion. And this delusion is going to cause a sense of fear that's going to promote anxiousness. People are going to be doing things to survive, making decisions without hearing from God. This is the first delusion, making decisions without hearing from God. Why? Because without hearing from God, they walk in ungodly counsel of self. Self. They're doing these things to hold on to life, materialism, or selfish desires. Is everybody okay? This is the first delusion. It's in the beginning of sorrows, famine. People are desperate. They're desperate. And they're getting more and more desperate. In Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. In verse 1. We must allow the Lord to have the last say. Does everybody understand this? In verse 1. Would you read it with me? But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession, and he kept back part of the proceeds, his wife also being aware of it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet, a certain part. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourselves? They what? They lied. Now, what they said is they were going to do one thing, but they did another, didn't they? Now, this is powerful because he said, while it remained, was it not your own? In other words, if you changed your mind, why didn't you just say so? Why did you lie? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to who? To God. To God. They held back. You know how many people are holding back tithes and offerings? They're holding back what is due to God. They're rejecting the counsel and vows committed. The first delusion promotes fear and anxiousness and false dependency. Wrong decisions. Cracks in the foundation. Has everybody got it? Why? Because he's come to what? Steal your what? Your foundation. He's come to steal, kill, and what? Destroy. He's come to steal your foundation, kill your authority. You know why? Because he knows if your foundation starts to crumble, you lose authority. Because now you're not submitting fully to God. And that's the only way you can resist the devil. You must totally submit or you can't resist. If you can't submit to the authority, you have none. And the devil will eat you up. He'll drain you. He'll drain you physically, financially, and emotionally. Has everybody got it? Are we in the end times? Yeah, you betcha. I'm telling you. These individuals held back, didn't they? They had a false dependency, wrong decisions, cracks in the foundations. Why? Because they began to compromise. They made wrong purchases. wrong investments, covenants, marriages, and all kinds of things that had to agree. People began to get into the soulish ministry instead of staying in the ministry of the Spirit. And there's much soulish right now, much soulish ministry. It's all about me, myself, and I, and how I feel. Uncomfortable. People want to be comfort. They want to live comfortably. I mean, there's nothing wrong with comfortably, amen? But then there's an area where then God can't move them and get in position because they're so held on to comfort. And then what God begins to do is shake them. So they get a little bit uncomfortable. Just like when a bird has to leave a nest, the mother begins to change the nest so that the bird gets to get uncomfortable, you know, and then finally kicks the bird out. So start flying, man. Go to Psalm 38. Psalm 38. Is everybody okay? Verse 9. Would you read it with me, please? Lord, all my desire is before you. Oh, hallelujah. Have you ever said that to the Lord? Well, it's about time you did. Lord, all of my desire is before you. What are you doing? You're surrendering what you believe. You believe that these sensations, these feelings, your desires. You know, how many of y'all know that God knows what you need? How many of y'all know that he knows what's best for you? How many of y'all know that he knows what your desire is, even though you don't know what it is? I'm telling you, I've learned that lesson that God knows what's best for me. He knows exactly what car I need. He knows exactly what spouse I need. He knows exactly what things I need. And he sends them. And sometimes there's a time when he'll send something that I didn't even know I had that desire. But when it comes, that desire comes up and goes, man, that was deep within me. I didn't even know it was there. But it was. And I know he just blessed my socks off. See, because I know that's from my dad, not from a man. You know, there's nothing worse than blessing yourself. But there isn't anything greater than having his blessing. Glory to God. Is everybody okay? Let's go a little further. Let's read it again. Verse 9. Lord, my desire is before you, and my sign is not hidden from you. My heart pants, my strength fails me. As for the light of my eyes, it is also gone from me. My loved ones and my friends stand aloof from my plague, and my relatives stand afar off. Those also who seek my life lay snares for me. Those who seek my hurt speak destruction and plan what? Deception all the day long. How many of y'all know that the devil's planning deception for you all day long? You know, again, there's three things that the devil doesn't want you to know. Number one, it is involved in your everyday life and every decision you're getting ready to make, he's there. Hello. Number two, he doesn't want you to have fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Spirit will lead you to all truth and tell you things to come. And number three, he doesn't want you to know the truth of the word. He don't mind you knowing the word. That's great. He knows that if you have that knowledge, it can puff you up. But see, but truth frees you up. Knowledge puffs you up. Everybody got it? See, then you move without hearing God because you think you know the word. Oh, the word says this. Yeah, let's just go do it. Okay, no, that's not what God said. He said, know my commands. In other words, know my voice. My sheep hear my voice. Am I got it? Everybody okay? Glory. Why? Because the devil, the powers of darkness, are planning deception against you all day long. Woo! Matthew 24. That was the first deception. Or the first delusion, excuse me. Matthew 24. Verse 9. So we know the first part is in the beginning of sorrows. We're almost done with the beginning of sorrows. The next part we'll be hitting is tribulation and great tribulation. In verse 9 it says, then they will deliver you up to what? Tribulation, and they're going to try to what? Kill you. What are they going to try and kill? Your authority. Has everybody got it? And you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Then many will be what? Offended and betray one another and will hate one another. And many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because of lawlessness will abound, the love of many will what? Grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be what? Shall be what? Shall be saved. So what's going to happen here? Because during this period of time of tribulation, there is going to be a delusion. It's going to be a great delusion. It will have a sense of prosperity, but it will actually be a false prosperity. And there will be jealousy, false visions, carnal prophecies. Again, false prosperity. There will be love of money. So everybody got it? There'll be love of money. The enemy will have access to kill authority because authority, there'll be the lack of submission to God. Because people will be relying on their prosperity in this false prosperity because it'll be the second great delusion. Because at this time of authority that the enemy is going to try to kill, it is so that you and I have dominion over self. Has everybody got it? And influences of the powers of darkness to promote self. Go to the book of Lamentations. Chapter 2. And verse 14. Lamentations chapter 2 and verse 14. Is everybody there? It's right after Jeremiah. How many of y'all see all this? Do you see what's going on? In verse 14, would you read it with me? It says, your prophets have seen for you false and deceptive visions. They have not uncovered your what? Iniquity. In other words, your sins. In other words, there's all of the prosperity. Yes, we're going to prosper, but nobody's repenting. They have not uncovered your iniquity to bring back your captives, but have envisioned for you false prophecies and delusions. Why? To keep individuals out there, out, separated from the life of Christ in the area of seeking prosperity instead of seeking the Lord. There will be false prosperity. Now, there's going to be prosperity. Now, for us in the body of Christ, there's going to be prosperity. But it'll be temporary. Has everybody got it? Same thing with the world. But ours is to expand the kingdom of God, not to build more homes. Ours is to get ready, not to purchase more vehicles. Ours is to get ready. Does everybody understand that? It's to get ready for the harvest. That's why God is going to prosper us. It's to expand the kingdom of God. It's not for selfish pleasures. It's to expand the kingdom of God. False visions and delusions promote pride. That's the purpose of it. I've seen so many people prophesied by wrong prophecies and nothing but pride occurred. And these prophets and false prophets that spoke out of the wrong spirit, out of their soul, have promoted prosperity to an individual and prophecy that you're going to do this, 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 and this, and this, and you're going to be great, and you're going to be this, and you're going to be that. I've seen that individual get nothing but prideful and fall because they're not checked out. I had a person prophesy over my life, and I broke it off. And this person, hey, listen, not every prophet is going to speak perfectly. You know that, right? Sometimes they fall into what they call a mixed anointing. And I've seen that. I mean, that was one of powerful trainings, the Lord actually allowed me to truly experience. And I saw that familiar spirit walk up to that prophet, speak to that prophet, and that prophet turned around to give me a word. And the Lord said, do you want to hear from that familiar spirit or you want to hear from me? And I said, what do I do? He said, bind that spirit. And that prophet could not speak. Awesome. And many people are just running on prophecies. You're to be chasing God, not prophecies. Hello. Now, don't get me wrong. You allow the prophecy to fulfill, not you fulfill it. You're to do your part. You do the will of God, and the prophecy will come to pass if it's of God. But at this time, people are prophesying all of this stuff. Even the Lord warned us, be careful of all of this prosperity prophecy. There is a prosperity for the kingdom of God, and there is a temporary false prophecy and prosperity. Does everybody get this? It's important that we don't get sucked into it. We must continue to follow and chase God, not prophecies. And many people are doing all kinds of goofy things, especially in these days. These false visions and delusions promote pride because of prosperous activity not directed by God's plan but by man's plan. Without warning or repenting, and they become their own idols. One of the things that the Bible tells us, it says, be careful not to have any idols in your life. Well, an individual can become his own idol. Why? Because he's listening to the soulish arena of self and not waiting on the voice of God. How many of y'all know your desires speak louder? Yeah, man. And people move by the desire instead of the voice of God. Is everybody okay? Go to Zechariah 10. Three levels of delusion. First delusion. Second delusion is called great. And the first delusion will be associated with what? Fear and anxiousness. The second delusion will be great delusion and will promote pride. It will promote what? Pride. Zechariah 10. Is everybody there? Start at verse 1. Ask the Lord for what? Rain in the time of the latter rain. The Lord will make flashing clouds. He will give them showers of rain, grass in the field for everyone. For the idols speak what? Delusions. Oh, whoa. The diviners envision lies and tell false dreams. They comfort in vain. Therefore, the people wean their way like sheep. They are in trouble because there is what? No shepherd. No one to cause. No one to expose truth. No one to tell them. Repent. Seek God. Man, there's being a lot of shepherds with a lot of blood on their hands. Because not telling their people what the truth is. Because afraid of losing congregation. Well, I'm not afraid of losing congregation. You'll either hear it and get it right or leave. Hallelujah. Everybody must work out their own salvation, but you better work it out with fear and trembling. It's truth that makes us free, not feelings. So these idols speak what? Delusions, don't they? Go to Isaiah 66. So can your desire be an idol? Can it speak a delusion? You betcha, man. Isaiah 66. Everybody okay? Well, nobody's run yet, so praise God. Start at verse 1. Isaiah 66 and verse 1. Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will what? Build for me. Oh, hallelujah. For who? You know, one of the things that David, that's all he wanted to do was build God's house. He went to the Lord and says, man, look at me. You're building me all this stuff. But Lord, I want to build your house. David wanted to build God's house. But because David fell into fornication, killed his right-hand man, and had blood on his hands. See, God didn't count the blood of all those in war and battle because that was not murder. That was killing. But when David murdered his right-hand man, God said, you can't build my house. Your hands carry blood. Does everybody understand that? And this was King David. So he had to pass it on to his son, Solomon, to build the house. But what David did, he made things right. But he had to still reap, didn't he? See, so even when you're making things right, there's still a reaping, isn't there? But all things can work to the good, but the thing is you got to work it to the good. But I'd rather work it, have it to the perfect instead of the good. Hallelujah. Let's read verse 1 again. Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things my hand has made, and all those things exist, says the Lord. But on this one will I look, on him who is what? Poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. Hallelujah. In other words, he's a humble heart. He's a submitted spirit. He who kills a bull is as if he slays a man. He who sacrifices a lamb is as if he breaks a dog's neck. He who offers a grain offering as if he offers swine's blood. He who burns incense as if he blesses an idol. Just as they have chosen their own ways and their soul delights in their abominations, so will I choose their what? Oh, this is where God will choose your delusion if you let him. You know, many times people are going, Lord, I want this. And, and eventually that desire will become an idol, and that idol will speak to you, and God will choose your delusion with that idol. Because why? You've rejected the counsel of the Lord. First delusion. Walk in delusion. Stand in great delusion. And sit in strong delusion. You will eventually, what happens is an individual will sit and rest in the delusion. It will be so strong. And they won't, there isn't anything they'll be able to do. Now let's read 4 again. So I will choose their delusion and bring their fears on them, because when I called, no one answered. When I spoke, they did not hear. But they did evil before my eyes and chose that in which I do not delight. Hear the word of the Lord, you who tremble at his word. You brethren who hated you, who cast you out of my name's sake and said, let the Lord be glorified, that we may see your joy. But they shall be ashamed. Ooh, because they did not hear. Does everybody understand that? Because they what? Didn't hear. They did not hear. You know, this is where it's so important that whatever we're doing, the Bible says, acknowledge the Lord in all of your ways and he'll establish your steps. Commit to him your works and he'll establish your thoughts. But so many times people don't wait because of fear or anxiousness, and they have to move quickly. A fear of missing God. Let me tell you, if I miss God and it's his will for me to have it, and I've repented for it because I didn't hear what I was supposed to do, he'll bring it back. Does everybody understand that? He'll bring it back. Now, if I get involved in it and mess it up, it's over with. The recipe's gone. And he has to wait for a new one. But because they did not hear, they wasted time. Because they did not hear, they what? Wasted time. They wasted money. Isn't time and money important these days? Especially at this time right now. Time and money is very important right now. Not the love of money, but we need money to help feed people, don't we? We need money to get out Bibles. We need money for all of these things to expand the kingdom of God, don't we? But God provides the seed for the sower, doesn't he? So what you do with that seed, we are accountable. Even if you're sowing time. No matter what it is, what you sow is what you what? You reap. Go to Matthew 24:21. 24:21, let's read it. For then there will be what? great tribulation, such as not been since the beginning of the world until this time, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets arise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he is in the desert, do not go out. Or look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Wow. So we see there will be a what? Great tribulation. Amen. There will be a great tribulation. In other words, there will be a strong delusion. Strong delusion. Go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Is everybody okay? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Let's see, go to verse 11. Are you there? Let's read it. It says, for what? This reason God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, and that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Wow. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved, by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth to which he called you by our gospel for the attaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you see that there's going to be strong delusion. This strong delusion isn't going to cause something. It's going to cause betrayal. Betrayal. So we see it goes from fear to pride to betrayal. Why? Because fear protects self, doesn't it? Pride protects self. Fear protects pride. Anger protects fear. And what happened is there'll be much betrayal. But people will sit in the strong delusion and betray God. And it will cause a destruction of the future. Is everybody okay? 2 Peter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 18. 2 Peter 2:18. Would you read it with me? For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in fear or live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. For after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they again entangle in them and overcome. The latter end is worse for them than the beginning. The latter is worse than the what? The beginning. See, so the enemies use an individual is going to come with great swelling words. Great swelling. Oh, it's beautiful. Things are going to be better. And this, that, whatever. But it's going to cause a delusion. It's going to cause strong delusion. Does everybody understand this? Go to Galatians 6. And we'll close here. False promises. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7. Let's read this together, please. Do not be what? Deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh, will the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit, will the Spirit reap everlasting life. Let us not grow weary in doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those of the household of faith. Does everybody see that? So here's something that we must be careful of. Be careful in how you spend your time, your money, and your seed. Acknowledge, commit, and bow. Stop rewarding yourself. Has everybody got it? You know, people love to reward themselves. There's nothing with going out and doing certain things and having fun. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes people reward themselves. They have to reward themselves. And that's nothing but deception. And that's an idol. Some people have to reward themselves. They always have to buy new clothes, even though when they don't need it. They always have to go out and spend money or do something. You know? No matter what it is. Why? But see, you got to understand something. The enemy's come to steal, kill, and destroy, right? So he's going to come and steal your seed. He's going to come and steal your time. He's going to come and steal your finances. He's going to come and steal your future. He's going to come and steal everything, isn't he? Anything that you allow him to do, he'll steal your foundation. He'll cause cracks in it. And he'll come and kill your authority and destroy your future. And that's his purpose. Remember, we are in these times. These are three levels of delusion. There's the first level of delusion, which is associated with fear and anxiousness. The second level is called great delusion, which is associated with pride. And the third is called strong delusion, which is associated with betrayal. Why? Because many will take the mark during that period of time, won't they? And they'll betray God because it'll be such strong delusion. You know it now. Tell it. Because it's coming. It's here. It's beginning. We must stand strong and be prepared. Amen? Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We give our lives to you, Master. We ask that your will be done, and we repent for every time we've moved without hearing from you first. Have mercy upon us and let your grace abound. And Lord, every corruptible seed we've sown, let it wither and die. Every area where we've sown in wrong soil, we repent. Lord, guide us to the soil you want us to plant. Your seed, not our seed. Your seed. That it will grow and bear fruit for your glory and only your glory, not our own. We thank you, Master. We love you. We commit to you all things. And we cast our cares upon you, for you care for us. Continue to open the doors that are of you and shut the doors that are not. In the name of Jesus, and grant us the discernment and the anointing that is so needed during this time. And we promise to give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.